Books on Tape presents Traffic, Why We Drive the Way We Do, and What It Says About Us, by Tom Vanderbilt. Read by Mark Cashman. Prologue. Why I Became a Late Merger, and Why You Should Too. Why does the other lane always seem to be moving faster? It is a question you have no doubt asked yourself while crawling down some choked highway, watching with mounting frustration as the adjacent cars glide ahead. You drum the wheel with your fingers. You change the radio station. You fixate on one car as a benchmark of your own lack of progress. You try to figure out what that weird button next to the rear window defroster actually does. I used to think this was just part of the natural randomness of the highway. Sometimes fate would steer me into the faster lane. Sometimes it would relinquish me to the slow lane. That was until recently, when I had an experience that made me rethink my traditionally passive outlook on the road and upset the careful set of assumptions that had always guided my behavior in traffic. I made a major lifestyle change. I became a late merger. Chances are, at some point you have found yourself driving along the highway when a sign announces that the left lane, in which you are traveling, will close 1 mile ahead, and that you must merge right. You notice an opening in the right lane and quickly move over. You breathe a sigh, happy to be safely ensconced in the lane that will not end. Then, as the lane creeps to a slow halt, you notice with rising indignation that cars in the lane you have vacated are continuing to speed ahead, out of sight. You quietly seethe and contemplate returning to the much faster left lane.